business.
Air travel. Roger, Tango, Romeo, Ump. The president wants to privatise air traffic control.
In June 1956, a TWA Constellation collided with a United Airlines DC-7 over the Grand Canyon in Arizona, killing all 128 people on both aircraft. At the time, it was the worst ever airline disaster. Struggling with outdated technology and a post-war boom in air travel, overworked air traffic controllers failed to spot that the planes were on a collision course. That crash led to the creation of a new body which became the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, in charge of running and modernising the world's biggest air transport system. With that system again struggling to keep pace with the demand, Donald Trump thinks it is time to privatise America's air traffic control service. This week, the president outlined a plan to turn air traffic control into a separate non-profit entity financed by user fees instead of the present patchwork of taxes and grants. Shorn of its air traffic responsibility, the FAA would become a safety body. America's air traffic system is vast, consisting of 14,000 controllers working in 476 airport control towers that handle takeoffs and landings, as well as in 21 en route centres, looking after flights along the nation's airways. It has a good safety record, but elderly technology limits the number of flights that can be handled. This leads to delays and frustrated flyers. With passenger numbers set to grow from 800 million a year to almost 1 billion by 2026, the problem will only get worse. Mr. Trump believes that no longer mired in a federal bureaucracy, the air traffic service will become more efficient and better able to invest in technology.